Today we're going right to the opening passage of the Bible, Genesis 1, beginning in verse 1. The Bible says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, 'Let there be light.' And there was light." A preacher I heard once made a really good point worth thinking about. Everything in this universe obeys the voice of God, except for sinful human beings. Add to that the legions of fallen angels, and I think he's got it right. Everything else in this universe listens when God talks. God just spoke the word, and that mysterious phenomenon known as light came into existence. A phenomenon that we're just barely beginning to understand. The elements came into existence at the voice of God, and molecules of hydrogen, oxygen, and carbon lumped together to form living beings. The stars hung in space, and the planets started their orbits around the sun. Everything obeys the voice of God. In Psalm 33, verse 9, it says, "For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast." When Christ was on earth and the disciples were terrified in the midst of a storm, certain that they would drown, Jesus simply stood and spoke the words, "Peace, be still." And the weather obeyed his voice. Outside the grave of Lazarus, Jesus wept over our plight as humans who must face death. And then he just spoke the word, "Lazarus, come forth." And even the grave obeyed God. Now, if you stop to think about it, that says a lot about the regard in which God holds the human race. Everything else in this universe obeys him without question. The elements are unyielding servants of God, but we were given freedom of choice. It kind of reminds me of that famous passage where David looks up into the stars and then he says, "What is man that thou art mindful of him?" Here we are, the citizens of the little blue dot that barely takes its place in the universe, and God has given us one of the greatest gifts in the cosmos, the freedom to choose. And it's our rebellion, our refusal to love God back, that makes us that one thing in this universe that doesn't listen to his voice. The whole story of salvation is the story of a people who have taken their liberty and used it for evil, and become that one blight in the universe where we no longer naturally give glory to God. Which makes us something of an oddity in God's universe. Everything else listens to his voice, absolutely everything else. And as we count down the moments to that day when everything will once again listen to his voice, we're faced with a daily question. Are we going to push against the fabric of the universe in stubborn rebellion against our Maker? Or will our decisions prove that we have a desire to listen to his voice? Of course, you're always free to choose, and you could persist in rebellion, but that would still make you an anomaly in God's universe, an anomaly that God fully intends to correct. The only reason he hasn't corrected it already is because he cares about you, and he doesn't think the universe would be the same without you. We don't try to live our lives ignoring things like gravity or electromagnetic forces. Instead, we've taken note of those things and we've worked in harmony with them. And as a result, we've gone places and done things we wouldn't have dreamed possible just a few generations ago. Now, imagine what frontiers we might cross if we also worked in harmony with the voice of God. Because that is, after all, a better way to live.